All right, get her off. Just shave her hair off her head already and make her be spat upon. From Winston Churchill to Rosie O'Dumbell in one generation, and that's why America may lose the war against radical Islam. Only if you're insane would you want to promote such vile self-hatred and such vile hatred for a nation. Only if you're insane and you want to die would you promote this kind of lesbian fascism. Because that's what you just heard. You heard lesbian fascism, which hates the church. There is a war against the Catholic Church in particular that's been conducted primarily by the homosexual mafia. They hate Catholics because they were the last bastion of true Christianity in this country. And so they ran a campaign against the Catholic Church until they practically broke the church. First, they infiltrated it with homosexual priests. 6, 7, 8% of the priesthood were molesters, whatever the number was. And then after infiltrating the priesthood with homosexuals who became child molesters and breaking them in the courts with their buddies in black robes, they then went on an assault in the media and again attacked the Catholic Church left and right, day and night, without let up. And then you hear a Rosie O'Dumbell saying that radical Christianity is more threatening, and the dummies in the audience put in there from the gay and lesbian fascist little buns in New York City where they're applauding. The gay and lesbian buns fill the audience with their stupid idiots applauding at a time like this. And now, because of all the liberalism, people hate each other because of their race.
I know.
There's more hatred today and more distrust between the races as a result of enforced tolerance than there ever was in my day.
There certainly is.
Because of enforced tolerance and enforced diversity, there is more division in this country than there ever has been. And it's all because of liberalism, which is a disaster and a failed policy. I think that our system of democracy has failed us, not only on the battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq, but our system of democracy where the evil lunatics seem to have penetrated the thought process of even our bravest generals is evidence itself. Now, this tendency towards tyranny has long been known by those who have drafted constitutions going back to ancient Rome. And the tyranny of the evil lunatics on the left has now reached a point where the suicidal tendency of the left, who engage in dangerous sexual activities, use drugs to a greater extent than do conservatives, and hate the family in a way that you can only imagine, tends towards a tyranny that will destroy all of us. Multiculturalism has completely failed America. It is a disaster, an unmitigated disaster. Multiculturalism has a premise that all cultures are equal, and all cultures have an equal amount to contribute to the world. That's utter hogwash. The reason my ancestors came to this country as immigrants, and the reason your ancestors came to this country as immigrants, is because of the great enterprise created by white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. It is the greatest country ever created in the world. It is built upon the best of the white Anglo-Saxon world. My ancestors fled here because they wanted to become American. They wanted to imitate and ape the white man while retaining some of their background. They didn't want to impose their background upon this society, like so many immigrants do today, thinking that they have a right to impose their fetid societies upon us, the very stink pots that they ran from, the very cesspools that they ran from, they think are suddenly noble because they ran away from it. They glorify the hellhole they ran from. Let them go back there. The white male is like the stingray. You keep hunting him down, you're going to wind up with a barb in your chest. They haven't seen the white male. They don't understand the white male dropped 2 atomic bombs on Japan. They don't remember what the white male is capable of because he's been awfully subdued for a long period of time. But if push comes to shove, I can guarantee you all the turban folks are going to find it all over again, just how vicious the white male can really be. They keep provoking this nation. They're going to wind up with a mushroom cloud over their country, as sure as I'm sitting here. Tehran will be 55,000 degrees and rising one morning, and we won't have to put up with that Hitler anymore.